Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. Programming in music is when music is reproduced using electronic devices and computer software. With programming, one musician on stage can sound like an entire band. Programmed music, therefore, is not played by a musician, but just comes out of a computerized device. Electronic drum machines began being used in the 1950s. Great progress in technology has been made, and now anything can be reproduced with computers. A lot of pop music today just has singers and no actual musicians involved. Some electronic jazz musicians use programming today. An example of programming in jazz is Gebop by Kenny G in 1992 on his Breathless album, with bass and drums being programmed. Sax man Kirk Whalum recorded Strength in You with some programming too from the album Colors of 1997. And then there is no programming on Melvin Sparks' Balcony from his 1997 I'm a Guitar Player release. Trumpeter Donald Byrd will kick off this set of electronic jazz. Byrd is a good example of a crossover musician. He had a huge career in mainstream jazz, but released several jazz fusion albums in the early 1970s. Here's Love So Far Away from Black Byrd of 1972. And keyboardist Joe Sample will do Fly With the Wings of Love in 1982 from the album Rainbow Seeker. We are exploring electronic jazz on this Dr. Jazz program. James Oppenheim, a.k.a. Boney James, will play the soprano sax on I Will Always Love You from Body Language of 1990. Guitarist Paul Jackson Jr. recorded Elaine on his A River in the Desert release of 1993. A very busy clarinet player in mainstream jazz is Eddie Daniels, born in 1941 in New York City. He recorded a crossover album in 1989 titled Blackwood, about the African hardwood that makes fine clarinets. You'll hear the title track.
I'm
Let's begin this last set of electronic jazz with something from Quincy Jones's The Dude album of 1981. You'll hear I Know Carita with lead vocal by Charles May. Then guitarist Pat Metheny will play Third Wind from his 1987 release Still Life Talking.
Should be.
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.